So you just watch old tape.
I mean, he was out there before. You know what he can do. Now you just don't know if he's at the top of his game. But you're expecting him to be at the top of his game, ready to go. Just their twist games, their stunts. Some of them seem like they're not even scripted. They're just going out there, flowing off of each other. So you're preparing for that. Now what he decides to show or bring to the game, that's up to him. Anyone.
He's obviously going to be pretty amped up if he's playing.
Expect him to be.
Can you take advantage of, everybody talks about getting into football shape after a long layoff. You think he's not going to be ready to go the full game, right?
I know that I'm going to have to bring my A game. He's lined up out there on the left side. I know that it would do me no justice not to expect him to be full tilt, ready to go, hyped up, fresh legs, call it what you want. But I'm expecting it to be the same guy as last year, coming ready to go, ready to get back in, ready to help his team. So he's going to get the best from me because I'm expecting the best out of him. I like to look forward, not behind me. We got Rashad back. It's great opportunity to get a running game moving, to put a foot in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to that.
As an offensive line, does having Rashad back give you guys a little boost, a little extra confidence?
Having him come back, having him healthy, just seeing him practice all week, that enthusiasm, that the eyes he brings to the game in the backfield is a lift for us at the O-line. Just earlier in the season, we blocked for him. We saw what he can do, and coming out here, just expecting him to do the same thing.